The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 1-0 overall and host Eastern Illinois at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN News on Saturday. In conference news, Northwestern's linebacker Anthony Walker was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, and quarterback Clayton Thorson was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Let's just go straight to questions, please.
Sounds great. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Ryan Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Fitz, can we expect to see you in shorts the rest of the year after having some good vibes with those?
Yeah, no, Brian, you know, it sounds like a great fan question. You know, it's one of those where, hey, we wore the purple helmets, we should wear those, we won, you know. our longtime equipment manager, Curtis Shaner, and I were talking last week, and we're just putting together our heat plan, and, you know, he kind of looked at me and he said, you know, Coach, we wear cold gear in the cold weather, why don't we wear shorts in the warm weather? And I said, yeah, that's a great idea. So we, you know, kind of talked to our administration, talked to our great family members at Under Armour, and, you know, it is what it is. So not trying to make any statements, not trying to do anything other than just beat the heat.
Gotcha. A more serious question. You guys, you know, won some big games last year, but kind of had some ups and downs. Have you seen anything from this team that makes you think it's going to be more consistent and be able to carry this effort forward throughout the season?
Well, I'm going to need to see it, Brian, on Saturdays. You know, they came today ready to go, especially our scout. I mean, we had an excellent practice today. Our young guys and our guys that are, you know, given the look from a standpoint of when we go scout team-wise, today was excellent. And we understand that for us to earn our culture and for us to earn success, it's got to happen in the way that you prepare. And, you know, frankly, we didn't have that type of maturity last year. And the leadership was working her tail off to get it a year ago and just couldn't get it accomplished. And right now, where our leadership has been since January, and the voice, the loudest voice in our locker room and the voice that's controlling our locker room is that is tired of being average and wants to strive to be excellent. And that type of journey, it can't be just one person. It's got to be everybody. And so far, so good. But I need to see that on Saturdays before I say that we're a consistent football team.
Gotcha. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Our next question comes from the line of Todd Jones with Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Pat, I'm writing about Justin Jackson. He got a little overlooked last year with his four guys that are now in the NFL running backs. What did you see in Justin when you recruited him? What did you see from him last year? And what did you see from him going into this season that makes you feel like he's going to keep getting better?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's his toughness. You know, he played in the great high school football team, and you know, when we watched him on video, he was just so tough with the way that he ran. The pile always went forward when he got hit, and he was their bell cow. I mean, he was carrying the ball, you know, 30-plus times a game. Reminded me a lot of Darnell Autry, you know, just tough, had enough speed and burst to get in and get out of the hole. Had enough speed to take it to the house, but maybe wasn't going to win the 100 meters in the track meet, but was going to out-tough everybody that he played. And he's lived up to that to this point.
Just as a quick follow-up, was there something that you stressed with him about trying to improve on going into this season than you saw in the spring?
Yeah, you know, just again, just the being the complete back, you know, not only being great with the ball in your hands, but you know, being great when you don't have the ball and blocking, being great being a route runner and catching the ball and being just a complete running back. And he's been working on that. And it's not that he was bad at it before, but he's always had the ball in his hand, you know. And so to ask him to do the things without it is something he's got to work on.
Thanks, Pat.
Yep, thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Lee Warfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Fitz, how we doing?
Great, Lee. How you doing, partner?
Good. After reading some of your comments the last couple of days, I just called to check in to see if you're happy you won.
Yeah, I'm ecstatic that we won. I mean, you know, we've got a great group of beat reporters here, man. I mean, when we lose, it's like the sky's falling, and when we win, it's like, hey, let's build statues for guys, you know? I mean, I'd like to have a little bit more consistency, but you just pop on the tape and you watch it, and the best part is our guys are coming along with us, you know. I mean, they looked at a year ago, you know, I said this to the team too. You know, a year ago, I felt like I was handcuffed, that we didn't have enough competitive depth. And when a guy made a mistake, you know, I could coach the you know what out of him, but it wasn't I didn't have my number one motivator, and that guy's called the bench.
Yep.
And we've got competitive depth back again. And when we had that in our five-year run, guy didn't get the job done, didn't play consistently. He came and stood next to me and got a sideline pass. And, you know, as a coach, when you were able to have competitive depth, you know, you're really able to get their attention and really able to coach the you-know-what out of them and get them to play at their best, not some of the time, but all the time. And, you know, we're gaining on that. We're not quite there yet, but,
Yeah. You
know, we played nine defensive linemen on Saturday. And it's just one position indication. You know, we've never had that kind of depth. You know, we didn't have a D lineman play more than five snaps in a row. You know, we were able to keep those guys fresh. And I think that really led to the performance of our guys up front. And you know, if we want to compete in this league and we want to compete against the teams we're playing non-conference, we've got to get better up front. And I think we're in a good place defensively, and we got a lot of work to do offensively.
Does that – the better depth of talent and competition and depth, does that just naturally kind of ratchet up the internal level of excellence that you want?
Absolutely. It was an excellent practice today. I'll just put it to you that way.
Good.
The kids are getting after it. So it's that's how you get better.
Yeah.
You know, you get better by practicing your tail off, competing within yourself first and foremost, and building the right mental and physical habits, and then just having just a nasty competitive streak about you that you are not going to be anything other than a winner.
Yep.
And, you know, we're getting back to where we were. We're working our tails off to reestablish and earn our culture back that we gave away. And, you know, one week in, you know, positive step. One practice into a normal game week, positive step. So just going to keep putting those positive days together.
Good. Hey, there's a lot of Blackhawk fans in Omaha, including me. So rub the Stanley Cup once for me, will you?
Yeah, I'll be kissing that bad boy. Trust me, it's I like it. I can get used to it being a habit.
All right, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Eric Berger with MidwayMadness.com.
Hey, Coach, I thought you guys had a really good game plan for Clayton going into last week, given it was his first start and going up against a ranked opponent. Is there anything in particular that you're working with him on this week now that first start is out of the way, particularly through the air and maybe correcting some of the mistakes you saw on film from last week?
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. You know, just again, he's all right. We're over the hey, first time starter thing. You know, let's move on now, okay? And it's time to become a winning quarterback and do what winning quarterbacks do, and that's it's taking care of the football. It's putting us in the right plays. It's not putting our offense at any risk for any reason whatsoever. And he's just going to keep getting better. And what I like the most is that Matt and Zach are pushing him. But Clayton's got high standards. He's a terrific young person. And, you know, my expectation is pretty simple for him. Just get 1% better every rep. And if he can do that, yeah, I think he's got a special career in front of him.
That's great. Thank you, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Robert Reynolds with Daily Eastern News.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Robert.
I was just wondering how much you have looked at Eastern, and were you surprised at the score last week?
Yeah, I was really surprised at the outcome. I've watched them all offseason in our winter and summer study, and now watched them this weekend. And, you know, first of all, 27 young men from Chicagoland, multiple Power 5 transfers of guys that are, in my opinion, very, very talented. And you mix that with the guys that they brought in defensively. You know, really impressed with Dino. He's a heck of a player. I mean, he's active. He's an All-American candidate. Same thing with Camu. I don't want to butcher his name, but he's all over the film. And then to see the way Seth was, I think he had 17 tackles and was a player of the week. They base out of a nickel front and play even a lot of dime. And so, you know, defensively, I think they're very athletic. Coach has got a great pressure package. And then offensively, you know, they've got multiple backs that have played, you know, at the Power 5 level. And, you know, Little is a big physical guy. We knew about Church when he was in Detroit getting recruited. You know, their offensive line is 310, 282, 310, 274, 290. I mean, it's a big group of guys. And then a skill set, with a handful of transfers that are very talented, and a team that was ranked in the top 25. I was very surprised, and I look at Kim's team, I think they play with great physicality. I think they play with great passion, and they've got explosiveness across the board.
All right, thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Great, thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.